We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah now will go to a different idea. We are allowed to make a neder, even lechatchila, a neder that's not going to be chal. So it says in the Mishnah like this: Noidrim laharogim v'lecharomim v'lemuchsin sheyichuma. We're talking about over here haragim are murderers, charomim are like gazlanim, people will steal. V'lemuchsim is tax collectors, and we'll see what it's talking about, what type of tax collector. But we're talking about Jewish people here. Jewish people who are, chas v'shalom, they're murderers, or they steal, or they're tax collectors. And he doesn't want them to take, they're coming to collect his stuff, or take his stuff, steal his tvua. Then he says, no, it's truma. And they're not going to go take it then. Why not? So the Ran says, by them, truma is more, the Rosh says, Afagav the kat, reading the Rosh, Afagav the kat of the Gaza, even though they kill and plunder, loy achli asura. Issa they won't eat already. You know, there's some people like that. They're not going to eat any issa. That they're not going to do. They can kill and steal, but not going to eat any issa. So you tell them it's chuma, they'll go away. They'll go to the next person. So you're allowed to make a neder that is chuma, afabishaina chuma. You know, it's not really true. Noidim laharogim, v'lacharom, v'lamuchsim, shi chuma, afabishaina chuma. Or you can make a neder, shein shal beis ha-melech, that it belongs to the king. No, no, it belongs to you. So you're allowed to make this neder, which is not really true, in order to get away from these people stealing from you. You can make a neder. Put some shvuah, but you can't do a shvuah. Shvuah is more chamer when it says lo yinake. You don't play around with shvuahs. We see lo yinake. After shvuah also could be done. And we'll see exactly the parameters of this neder or the shvuah to see how you let him make an edda, when you know it should be also. We'll see what the parameters are exactly, what this oinus does exactly. This is really a form of nidri oinsin, but it's a case we like to do lechatchila because someone comes to steal from you. Shami says, when the guy comes to steal from you, first say it's truma. Don't make a nether right away. You don't start, and if he says, oh, are you going to promise? Then you can make a nether. When we still are, no, you even can make the nether without him asking for it. You can go ahead and make the nether. Another machlag of Shami Sil. But Shami, even if he makes you make a nether, you can't add anything on. He tells you to make a nether to ask Hanah from your wife. That's all you can say. Don't add anything on. Mesilla says, also he doesn't ask for, I can make a neder for. Which is really positive if you think about it, because we just said before, he could be a Pesach Meneder, so of course he could do that. So Keitzah, what's an example of B'mashu Madiroi, Masha Eina Madiroi, Keitzah? Omaloi, the Ganev says, the robber says, Oma, you say, Koinim Ishtinanis Li, then you're not going to have enough on your wife. V'oma Koinim Ishtiyu Bonai, Nadim Li, and he added on to it, he said even bigger neder than he wanted. So B'sham Yerim Ishtu Mutara, the Bonav Asurim. The Isha's Mutter and the Bonav Asur. Because no one asks you to make an ad on the bottom. They're both mutter again because he's doing it under duress, and we'll with Ataych's words to make him mutter. We'll see in the Gemara how we do that. Al Kapodim, we have in our Mishnah here idea that if you're under duress, someone's taking away something from you, you're allowed to make a neder to get out of it, and we will see if Ataych's neder in a way that it makes him mutter. And we had here three machlokes in Misham Mesil. First of all, machlokes number one is, could you do a shua as well? Machlokes number two is, could you be the one to start with the nether? And machlokes number three is, what's not chal? Everything or dafka what he asked for? That's the only thing that's not chal. If you add on to it, then it is chal. That's the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. When it comes to, we understand by if someone's coming to steal or kill, that you could make up a story to get out of it. But l'chayra, taxes you gotta pay. Vama Shmuel, dino de machusa dino. That the Shmuel says that dina b'chus adina means if you b'chuyit pay the taxes, you have to pay it. You have to pay it. That's dina b'chus adina. And the Ran speaks out, what's the idea of dina b'chus adina? He says, we're talking about dafka by malchei oiv de chavim. We're talking about the whoever owns the country you live in is a guy. And since it belongs to him, he can make a condition that the only way you could be here is with paying taxes. So basically, it's like you're paying rent. You want to be, you got to pay taxes. That's the idea of dinam chus dinam. Dr. Ran, if you live in a Jewish place, like in Eretz Yisrael, so then, by Malchei Yisrael, in the days of like David HaMelech, there they can't force you to pay taxes. Why? Call Eretz Yisrael shutvim ba. That's what the Ran says. The Ran says, Eretz Yisrael, call Yisrael shutvim ba. That everyone is shutvim in that. And therefore, there's no way that you could be forced the taxes. Other Rishonim argue on the round, they hold you could have Dina Mechusa Dina even in Eretz Yisrael. And what's the pshat? Because according to other Mefarshim, other Rishonim, Dina Mechusa Dina is based on that if everyone agrees to a certain constitution, that becomes binding. And therefore, if everyone agreed this is the Dina, so that becomes the Dina. But Akaponim, that's the round learns is more because they own the property, they own the land, and therefore they could enforce this. So the kasha is, how can you get out of the taxes? Dina Mechusa Dina. We're talking about a muchis that is not being fair. He's just grabbing extra. Like the Rosh explains that he's not taking equally from every person. He just decides, oh, I don't like you, I'm taking more from you. So such a muchis already, that he's a ganav already, and therefore you could try to get out of it by saying it's truma. Obviously, again, we're talking about a muchis Yisrael here. The tax collector was Yisrael. If you ask me, it belongs to a guy, the land, what's a tax collector being a Yisrael? In those days, there was an idea of a someone buying the taxes. That means the king needs for his land, he needs $10 million in taxes. So he hires a guy, he takes out bids, and a guy will buy it, whatever, he'll buy the thing for $9.5 million to get $10 million in taxes. And he gets the extra $500,000, but he becomes the owner of the taxes, the Israel. So therefore you can tell him it's Truma, he's not going to take it. But he becomes the owner of taxes, that's what it means. Or the Ran says he's the tax collector for the king. Akaponim, we're talking about Israel. Obviously you tell him it's Truma, obviously we're Israel, not talking about a guy who's a tax collector. But we're talking about Mukhash and the Kitzva, that's why he's all Dinam Chuzadina, what's Pshat, because he's doing extra, he's doing something that's not right. We're talking about Mochus who he never bought it from the king. He just decided he's going to go collecting himself, and therefore you have no mechiyev to give him. So two ma'achim. The question was, Dina Mochus Dina? So there's two truths. Either Mochus had a kitzvah, and therefore he's a ganav, or the case was, he's a Mochus Oymet Ve'elav, he got up himself and decided he's collecting taxes. Zog to Gemara, Shein Shal Beis HaMelech, Va'af B'Shein Shal Beis HaMelech. So by the way, so the whole time I'm telling you they're all Jewish, that's the way the Ran learns, that's the way the Ran sounds like he learns. Others want to say that you read the Mishnah like this: Noidrim laharogim lecharamim, that it's truma, and lemuchsin for the taxes. You say shehim shaveis habelach. That takes care of the problem of being a Jewish tax collector. Akapam, that would take care of that problem at least. But the Gemara says heichi nada. What was the neder that you made that was saying is bottle? Like, what's the case? Amarav Amram Amarav Va'omer Yesu Peris Amalayim Eino Shaveis Habelach. Or if it's not truma, he says this peris be also to me forever if it's not Shabbos Melech. So Gemara's a kasha. What do you mean? How could it be also? Keep the Omri Yesu, it's really called Peri. Lemaise, it's not true. So everything becomes also. How's a bottle? You can't just say that because I did it under duress, it's not Chal. That doesn't work like that. Lemaise, since I said it's Oilam, it's in Dvarm Shabbalev and Vatlam. It's the Dvarm Shabbalev is not Mavatl by saying, oh, it's really not Shabbos Melech. Lemaise, you know, I really didn't mean to make this neder because I just wanted to get out of it. It's life. If you say something's also forever, you can't get out of that. So Chayrut should be also. So Gemara answers. He said the Paris be also to me today if it's not Shabbos Melech. So Echanam be also to today. Right? He's not going to be happy with that. He said only today. Okay, he said I'll come back tomorrow. So he's saying he's not come back tomorrow. He's not going to believe you because, of course, you don't mind asking the parents to you for one day. I don't believe it's Shabbos HaMelech. You're saying, oh, the parents be asked to me today if it's not Shabbos HaMelech. He's not going to believe. Okay, good. So let it be asked today. You don't care about that. So the Teretz is like this. You said a neder like this. He said, yes, your parents are oilam alai. You didn't say la oilam. You didn't say anything. And ba'oma believe by hayoyim. You said in your heart only today, umoytzi b'sfas of stam, but you don't speak it out. When it comes by ointzim, there it's different. Since you did it under duress, we allow you to fatite your words and say, you know what I meant is hayoyim. Usually, we don't let you do that. Like the Ran speaks out, hecha de'ik onso, hach onso farso debura, dayoyim kama, kim shalom aferes behapach. But usually you'll say, Dvarim Shemulev, Ein Advarim, since it's Mashma al Oilam. When you say, Yesu, Peris, Oilam Alai, you meant, usually it sounds like I'm saying forever, especially when you're talking to a Muchas. You're trying to say it's Asa forever. So there, because it was under duress, we allow you to say, you know what I meant? I meant to say, Davka Hayoim, and not more than that. And therefore, that's the heta of our Mishnah. Nidra Yintzim, it's not Nidra Noidim L'Haragim L'Charamim. They allowed to make this neder, and then you'll teach it to mean Hayom. Zog the Gemara right there, brings down a piska from the Mishnah. B'Shami Yomrim, that B'Shami says that B'chon Noidim Chosim B'Shvua. Then says B'Shami Yomrim Mashu Madira V'Silam Af B'Shein Madira Kesal Omla Kainim Ishtoi Ishti Nenesli. The guy who was collecting said, you have to say a neder. They're going to ask Hanof. Ask your wife having enough from you. So that's our Mishnah. Amar Avuna, Tana. We have a brisa. The brisa is like this. Beishami says you should not open. Don't make a shvua without him asking. Even could decide to make a shvua. So it's mashma. We follow this price, that's mashma, two things. First was mashma, l'beishamei b'shuot l'yiftach, loy havenedi yiftach loy. It's mashma, only a shuot, so chomer, you don't start it. But a ned, you can even start it when the guy comes collecting you. Aye, the Mishnah is not like that. But now, b'shamei l'yiftach l'yiftach loy, you shouldn't be the one to say, I'm going to make a ned. You should want to offer the ned. V'su, another kasha from this price, it's mashma and the price, miftach l'yiftach l'yiftach. You shouldn't be one to offer the shuot. But if he asks for a shuot, you can make it. If he asks you for it, you can do a shvua. But even if he asks for it, you can't make a shvua in such a oifen, because shvua is more chamor. So it's a stira, two stiras really, from this brisa to our mishnah. Stira number one is, that's mashma over here, l'yiftach l'yiftach b'shvua. It's all, both stiras are in b'shamai. The number one stira is l'yiftach l'yiftach b'shvua, but it's mashma b'nedah, it could be pesach. I could be the one to offer the neder. And number two is mashma, l'yiftach l'yiftach b'shvua, but if he asks for shvua, you can make a shvua. There's two kashas. So why does it have two truths in this kasha? One teretz is like this. Tana mastisim b'nedah l'yiftach l'yiftach b'shamay. Our Mishnah says neder, tell you the koyach b'shamay, that even a neder can't be pesach. But it's true, you can't even make a shvua, you can't be pesach. All, everything is true. But our Mishnah is saying the most extreme, that he can't even be pesach b'nedah. I the Brisa says shvua. Tana Brisa of a shvua that the achkoch of Beisil. The Beisil holds even allowed to offer a shvua, which is a bigger chiddush than our Mishnah told us. So that's the Torah. It's not a stira. It's not a diak. The Brisa is saying a bigger chiddush in Beisil. Our Mishnah is saying a bigger chiddush in Meishamai. But the Brisa is saying a bigger chiddush in Beisil. And the argument kotzah lekotzah. Beisil says I can offer even a shvua, and Beishamai says I can't offer even another. Torah number two. Ravash Yomar, we're reading the Brisa wrong. When the Brisa says Layiftok Lay Beshua has nothing to do with Haragin and Haramim and Muchsim, nothing to do with that. It's a whole new thing, a whole different idea. The Machloikis is, could you go be Matan Neder, Matan Shvua? Could you go ask for a Pesach on a Shvua? That's the Machloikis. Ravash Yomar Kitani, Beisham Yerim ain't Shai Lay Beshua. There's no such thing as getting a Pesach on a Shvua. Yiftok Lay is also on Pesach. No such thing as being Matan Neder on a Shvua. We had really on Daf Chav Beis and Mabeis a whole shaila there. If you could do Hatar Sadarim on a Shua, if you want Shah and the Ran, and the Ran references this Gemara, he says, "Where is Chalikus Tanoim?" So it might say it's not true because it's not for sure. It's too pshatim in the Gemara. But according to Rav Ashi, it's Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel if you could have a Pesach on a Shua. Beisham says you cannot. And Mesil says you could, all because of the Chaymer of Shvua, is it, you're allowed to have a Chacham Bimata, the Shvua, or not. So that's the Chaymer of Shvua, Mesil, Bar Kaponim. Anyway, either way, we pass the Mesil that yes, Shiloh, for Shvua.